This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Shoppers John Deere Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
John Weeks with the snap, Tommy Townsend with the hold, and Fairbairn to give the Texans the lead. Snap, spot, kick, it's good! Fairbairn makes it, Houston in front, 22-21 with a minute 44 to go.
You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Figgy Fig, and Reginald Atitula hanging out with you. That was the field goal that temporarily put your Texans up 22-21. Unfortunately, Brandon McManus answered at the death, at the last seconds of the game. He puts the Packers over. The Packers get the victory 24-22. And, of course, no negativity towards Kaimi Fairbairn himself. Emi obviously always seems to come up when you need him for these Texans. But the plays leading into that particular field goal, I think, put us all in a place where we have to ask ourselves, do we need to question and do we have a reason to question D'Amico Ryans and this coaching staff's game management and decision-making? Because that, along with other things during the course of this game, really seemed to, you know, I don't want to say if it lost you game. I don't think it lost you the game necessarily, although I think you could probably view it like that if you so chose. But it did not help you in the course of trying to win this contest. And including there was just the frustration of not knowing if this team was playing for a field goal in a time where you knew that it was simply going to put you up 1 point there with that field goal that we heard. And that you had a lot of time. That was also the big frustration. In leading into that, you ran on first down and you ran on second down, seeming to suggest that you were trying to force Green Bay to use their three timeouts that they still had at that point, so that if they got the ball back, actually when they got the football back, that they would have to try and run clock and move quickly down the field. Except on third down, you throw an out short of the sticks to the sideline when you're trying to, ostensibly, in theory, trying to enforce to burn clock one and force the other team to use timeouts, which it really brought up a lot of questions on where's D'Amico Ryans' head when he's talking about game manager, because this isn't the first time we've had you know, opportunity to maybe think and question some of those decisions.
Look, I don't want to get too reactionary here when it comes to D'Amico Ryans and Bobby Slowick, because Bobby Slowick, I believe, fits this discussion as well.
Sure.
So I don't want to get too reactionary. We know they're good. We know D'Amico especially is really good at what he's built here, what he does.
On the overall, absolutely.
His decision making, you know, has been, you know, pretty much on point consistently. But if we're going to talk about like some of the issues that the Texans need to improve upon, foremost is the offensive line, and we have, and they're bad, and we'll get to that again and again this week, I'm sure. But in that moment, like, are you trying to put them away, or are you trying just to survive? You know, are you trying to just kill the clock in such a way? It's almost like you have to make a decision. Are we going to try to kill the clock and kick a field goal so they don't have a lot of time? Or are we going to try to put a touchdown, put you know, get the ball in the end zone and really put pressure on them? And I felt like the communication there was erratic, specifically to the last play you talked about, throwing short of the sticks. It's like, all right, so now you're leaving time on the clock and you're going to kick a field goal.
Right, all right. You know? And the thing that got me there is that if you, and look, it was, what, 15 yards, right? Third and 15. Mm-hmm. It wasn't going to be easy to pick that up if you were trying to go get that. But if you were trying to get that, why are you throwing short of the sticks on an out route, right? Like, I don't think that is a reasonable way of going about that necessarily. But again, that is very reactionary. Let's start this by asking, hey, D'Amico Ryans, What was the goal running the clock? Was it to run the clock and go to the field goal at the end?
Yeah, our goal is always to go score. That's our goal. Like, they did a good job of stopping us, didn't get in. So, you know, obviously we didn't pass the ball well all day, right? So it wasn't good all the way around. We ran the ball well, thought Joe did a good job of running the ball. And, you know, we needed to pass it. It was not good enough, starting with the protection. If we can't protect, and that's going to be difficult for the quarterback to make the plays.
And that was clearly, you know, a part of it. You were in a game in which you weren't stopping anyone. So that plays
into the offensive line.
Yeah. So yeah. That plays into the, you know, sort of the concept of that you're trying to do.
And I hear him on talking about, you know, the fact that, hey, man, they had not pass protected very well, especially mm-hmm. at that point in the game. Like, it was really falling apart pass protection wise.
Yeah.
He says our objective was to go score. And that's not like directly an answer there, because mm-hmm. a field goal is a score as well. It seems that he is indicating, or implying rather, that, you know, to go score a touchdown. And the reason why I took that away was because he mentioned the fact that they hadn't pass protected well, seeming mm-hmm. to indicate that, hey, the better of your options when it comes to pass versus run was run. You get stopped on first, you get stopped up on second. In fact, you lose yards on both of those plays. And so now you're in third and long. I don't understand. Well, I guess if you're going to score, then you decide to throw. But you've already established that you knew
yes.
that you know, trying to pass protect was not good, especially now that is multiplied. There is a force multiplier on a third and long because they know that's what you're trying to do. They can pin their ears back and they can come get you. And then again, back to what we were talking about earlier, I did not understand the particular decision there. Maybe I need to pull this up in front of me right now and see if that make, because sometimes we can you know, harp in too much on what the particular actual play that was made was mm-hmm. as opposed to maybe was that where the ball was supposed to go. But actually, you know what, let's ask D'Amico Ryans on that 3rd and 15 pass to Tank. What was happening there?
Yeah, we thought we had a completion there to Tank. He was open, just a little tight on the sideline, so thought we had a good completion.
Okay.
So then maybe that, I don't know if that tells us definitively that that's what they were trying to go for, but that does not seem like that makes sense. Again, for all the reasons that we've already detailed, you want mm-hmm. to probably keep the clock running. If you, a completion is fine. That's not a first down if you're talking about going and scoring a touchdown, or maybe they felt like it would have been too, you know,
yeah.
a four down territory, although that doesn't make sense in the situation considering the field goal puts you up at that point. Like, I don't know if you were dealing with a fourth and short and then yeah. you go, hey, we're going to just go and try and go for it, as opposed to putting yourself up in that situation. It just all kind of raised questions for me, and that's just that one. There's another situation that I'd like to bring
well, but
up.
But that's why, you know, I don't think Bobby Slowik is off the hook, nor communication is necessarily you know, a strong suit in that game, because let's keep in mind, you just said, you know, they're pressuring you at will. You know, they're making CJ Stroud just run for his life. Wouldn't that lead to maybe trying something offensively if you are trying to go a score or touchdown with play action on first down, play action on second down, in order to sort of mitigate that and make it a little easier to complete? And then there's the whole communication thing, which CJ Stroud talked about. Does he know what you're trying to do clearly?
Yeah, let's ask him. After the game, he was asked, on that last drive when you kicked the field goal, what were you trying to do?
You know, I just try to execute every play that I can, that I get called. I really don't know the philosophy right then and there. You know, I'm, you know, trying to talk to D'Amico, but I really can't get over there. But, you know, what it seemed like, we were trying to just run out the clock and then, you know, try to kick a field goal before, you know, we ended up, you know, having to throw the ball on third down and, you know, they would give them the ball back with a minute and like 40 left. So, you know, I think that it was a good plan. Just got to ask you better.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He kind of sounded like he was wondering about it himself.
He definitely did not seem the most assured in his stance there, and I think that ends up being an issue in and of itself, right? Mm-hmm. I understand that that's not the easiest decision, but that's kind of the nature of being a head coach in the NFL. You're going to be you're going to have difficult decisions and difficult circumstances put before you, and you're going to have to make decisions. And it didn't feel like they stood up to muster in this particular circumstance when it came to even the communication of this. And I understand that it's a one-way communication into the ear of the quarterback and all those things, but it feels like you should have a better understanding of what you're trying to accomplish in that moment.
100%.
And that did not seem clear as day. Another instance that kind of popped up, and maybe this one you say, hey, is smaller, but it would have changed what we're talking about here, which was, you remember on the Packers drive,
mm-hmm.
where they throw what appears to be a lateral pass.
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
even a backwards pass that is dropped, and there is a clear recovery for the Texans.
Mm-hmm.
D'Amico Ryans on the sideline is jumping up and down, maybe in trying to get a review. I'm not exactly sure what. But the next play ultimately is allowed to go off, and I wonder, you have three timeouts at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Why not call a timeout, right? And now I remember, as I'm thinking about it, he might have been jumping up and down because the defense looked like there was a little bit of confusion also.
Yeah.
And so even if you were not planning on reviewing it, why not call a timeout and make sure that you're set?
The defense were confused because they ended up scoring on that, mm-hmm. that play.
Yeah. They ended up scoring on that play. So it goes from what probably should have in watching
been a timeout anyway.
Should have been a turnover for the Texans. And then you are discombobulated. You probably need to take a second to settle and make sure that your defense can stand on that last blade mm-hmm. of grass, as he likes talking about. And then ultimately, a touchdown is given up. Is that the one that's thrown over the top on the left side?
Mm-hmm.
And it just felt like that was another moment where it could have been a big shift. And I think the coach could have had the opportunity to do that. And I understand the communication sometimes can be a little slow. But in that moment, knowing how critical that is, why not utilize a timeout there to give yourself an opportunity, review staff an opportunity to really get a good look at it and decide if this crucial, pivotal moment can possibly go your way.
And that's why I said just communication in general, not necessarily just D'Amico Ryans, but communication between the sideline and the head coach and the offensive coordinator and C.J. Stroud, communication on the sideline, communication from the booth. I mean, they came on and said, I forget who the officials, whatever analyst in the booth was
for CBS,
but he basically said, yeah, that looked like it was a backward pass. Well,
it was. I mean, you throw it from the 36, the ball hits the ground at the 37.
Yeah,
that feels like that one goes backwards. That's at least when you're going
and
in that particular
speaks
direction.
To the communication. And oh, by the way, we're not, again, I want to be completely fair, because by and large, D'Amico Ryans has been nails. But there have been other instances this year.
I still remember it was Jacksonville, correct? At the half where you have something similar to what happens at the end of this game. And look, coaches go through, and especially with as meticulous as Nick Casario is, I imagine this organization has gone through, hey, what do we want to do in this particular situation? It just felt like it did not get executed properly. And I don't even know if this is they can't do it, but there needs to be a mm-hmm. circling back and getting on this page, because in a somewhat different way, there was points in this game where I could very distinctly point to Jeff Hafley, defensive coordinator of the Packers. I could distinctly point to Matt LaFleur, offensive play caller for the Packers, and go, oh, they are actively an attribute and an asset to helping their team win, and I can point to it. And not saying that D'Amico Ryans and Bobby Slowick and, I guess, Matt Burke or whoever else, I always feel bad bringing Matt Burke in when we're talking about the negatives, but, like, it feels like these are the instances where D'Amico Ryans in particular, and then some of the other people that we mentioned there, can be that asset to winning.
Absolutely.
That has not been, you know, it has not been there. And so I don't know exactly
especially
how you get
to
it.
Especially in these games.
But it's, yeah,
great opponent, close game. You have to be a plus in every way possible. And then, you know what? And to be fair to D'Amico, because I really want to be, even though that we're parsing out some little things that could have changed this game or maybe changed, you know, different things otherwise. Like, maybe he's just sitting there with confidence in his defense. Like, let's just get that 1 point lead. Let's be safe. Let's, you know, we're not having a good day. We can't protect the quarterback. Let's get the lead. And then I have confidence in my defense.
Well, if that's the let's get the lead and have confidence in my defense, then you're making the argument for run, get the timeouts to help your defense,
yes.
And then kick the
and
field goal.
And didn't do that.
Because you didn't do that either. You gave them a minute and 40 thereabouts with a timeout to move probably about 40 yards down the field to get themselves into field goal range. That is not a difficult proposition by any means.
Right.
I mean, that is two-minute offense. And we see teams do two-minute offense, and that's typically going to try and score the football all the way to the end zone. And so it just felt like there wasn't, especially in this instance, right? I know there's often a lot of time for wiggle room and decision-making. And it just felt like the decisions that they ultimately made were somehow in the middle.
Yeah.
Right? They almost didn't commit fully to a game plan.
That's exactly the word I was going to use. Like, they couldn't quite commit to one approach or another. On the one hand, hey, let's run the ball, let's kill the clock, and then you throw that out, you know, which kills the clock, and you don't want that. Or let's try to score a touchdown. Because he said let's try to score. And again, I'm with you. It kind of felt like he was talking touchdown, but then why not do more play action on first down, which would be your best chance to try to mitigate that rush.
Yeah, so I look, again, I think D'Amico Ryans is a good head coach. I think that there's still, and he's still relatively new in this. Plus, one thing I want to mention, I always think about in this, is that I don't think there's a single head coach that you can look at in the NFL that does not have their warts in some way or another, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's coaches that we look at as great. The head coach of the team that everybody views as just demonstrably the best team in the league, Kansas City Chiefs, right? Because of the dynasty that they've established. You remember when Andy Reid used to get killed on?
Mm-hmm.
Game management, right? Like that used to be
a
big
decade.
Issue for him.
Yeah, for a decade.
In fact, it shows up from time to time. Everybody has their warts, but I think that especially when you're talking about a team like the Texans where you're trying to move into this space of being a contender against the biggest teams, the margins get real thin, and this is one of the places where you make the margins thinner if you're not on your P's and Q's.
And it just gets amplified in these types of games, and I think it got amplified yesterday even beyond that last drive that the Texans kicked the field goal, because in the second half, and I was telling you this off the air, on their final three drives, not just their, you know, their last drive, their final three drives, they ran the ball on first and second down. I want to say on first down, they ran 9 out of 10,
I believe is what you said.
9 out of 10 times. Well, that's offensive coordinator. That's, we got to figure something out. We're getting killed on third down. Okay, let's try to pass the ball on first down. It's almost as if they're forgetting that they are a pass-first offense just because they can rely on Joe Mixon so much.
Well, yesterday they did not look like they had the capability of being a pass-first offense as well. But, yeah, it's a rough go of it. I want to bring this text to the fore here, Lopez. Someone texted in from the 832, D'Amico needs to focus on coaching and stop calling the defense. Do you think that factors in at all? Because it is a lot to be a primary defensive play caller and then manage all of the things in the course of a football game.
I don't know if he's doing it as much as we might. I think he has a big influence. No one will know if he's calling all the defense, some of the defense, or just sort of a sounding board for Matt Burke. Matt Burke sure does look like he's deeply involved in the defensive play calling. Like when you watch him on the sideline, you know, he is got the play sheet. He's covering his mouth. You know, is he getting that from D'Amico? I don't know. But it sure does look like he's calling the defense.
Or at least he is has some input, as you said.
But. Yeah.
Yeah, that, either way, like you need this to get better, and especially in a game like this where you were looking for any margins that possible, and you already had some things that had created great margins. You won the turnover battle by a great margin.
Yeah.
The defense had done some really good things. This was one of the places where you really hope, especially as you talk about strengths on this team. Coaching is one of those things that we typically view as a strength, and it didn't quite play out towards the end of this game in this instance. So, yeah, unfortunately, 24-22 was the score. in favor of the Packers. Still 5-2. Like, there's still a lot of places where they have a lot of room to grow. They have two losses against NFC teams. There's still a lot of positives within it. But on a Reaction Monday, it really feels like you let one get away in a situation where you absolutely, absolutely could have gotten a W. All right, you're In the Loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into our In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions. We'll do that next on Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.